Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Well, as the vaccination programme looks set to be extended to younger age groups to include 12 to 15-year-olds, those who are unvaccinated or awaiting their second dose are reminded to protect themselves following public health advice that has been emphasised by the Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Ronan Glynn. A GP in Dublin and President of the Irish College of General Practitioners, Tom O'Dowd, has been sharing his frustration over people not showing up for their second vaccine. And Professor O'Dowd joins me on the line this afternoon. What's been happening? So, can you tell me?
Good evening, John. Well, we had a vaccination clinic yesterday. We had over 30 people didn't turn up for their second vaccine. Now, these would have been people with underlying illnesses like heart disease, respiratory disease, all the diabetes, etc. And they would have had the card, the usual card with the date and the time on it. Now, we phoned them back. Some of them we couldn't get in contact with. Others said they got the date mixed up. But interestingly, none of them didn't want it. They were, the ones we did contact were interested in having another date for the vaccine.
But they hadn't asked for it prior to that. They just hadn't showed up?
Just hadn't showed up, yeah. They've forgotten all about it, some of them.
Right. And this is, I'm interested in this. I got my second vaccine about 10 days ago. And yeah, it was quiet. And I did ask somebody, and they're just making conversation with some of the nurses, they said they had a lot of no-shows. And I wondered whether it was the fine weather, the heat wave, or what. But people are just forgetting, is it?
Well, there's all of that. People are forgetting. The thing about it is that with prevention, it doesn't have the same drama as an acute illness. I mean, if you've got an acute pain or an acute chest infection or breathlessness or whatever, you know, you make sure you keep your appointment. But it's quite easy to forget that prevention is the kind of important one, and preventing the COVID is clearly very important. People can too easily forget that with the other things that exist in life, like the hot weather and communions and all of that kind of thing. And I suppose our main message to those patients and other people is that you're not fully covered until you get your second vaccine. Now, the first vaccine is very protective, there's no doubt about it.
And I wonder that, Professor O'Dowd, because we heard about how much protection, well, the various vaccines, I know it varies, would offer with your first dose. Did some people think that maybe they're okay, or sure, I'm protected enough?
Yeah, they may too. But the thing about it is we don't know how long the first vaccine lasts. We know if you get the second vaccine, you prolong your period of protection. So it's unwise, I think, not to get your second vaccine. I suppose there's a bit of confusion because the flu vaccine is only one shot.
Yeah.
And similarly, the Janssen is only one shot, so maybe that's playing in people's minds. But
in the meantime, your time is wasted, your staff time is wasted, and did vaccines go to waste as well then?
Well, we had a mad scramble asking patients and their relatives if they knew anybody in the pharmacist and colleagues in the primary care centre, and we managed to get a lot of them used up, actually, because you see, once you prepare them, there's only 6 hours in their vaccine life.
Yes.
So we had a bit of a scramble, but we got most of them used.
The vaccine rollout, we were just talking about it there, to be extended to the younger age groups now, the 12 to 15-year-olds set to get their vaccines. How do you think this is going to work out? We're awaiting the details on whether it might be yourself and your GP colleagues or vaccine centres or pharmacists, indeed, who'd be offering those vaccinations.
I think we have to work harder at it. Now, I was just thinking when Priscilla was talking there that all of those people will be used to vaccines and they'll be used to going to the GP from the age of 8 weeks, really, with childhood vaccines, then vaccines in the teens, then flu vaccine and that kind of thing. So they will be more acculturated to vaccines than perhaps my generation, certainly. And there will be a trust issue. They will trust the GP because they're used to getting the vaccines from us. So I don't know how the negotiations are going to go.
Okay.
I don't know if it's going to be a mass vaccination or with the GPs. But one way or the other, you know, we'll be keen to get people protected.
And fully protected at that. Professor Tom O'Dowd, thank you very much for joining me, warning people not to be complacent there. And please do ring up if you have to reschedule your appointment to find another time so that it doesn't go to waste. These are precious commodities after all, these vaccines that many people have been waiting for, and in many parts of the world still waiting, and will wait a lot longer than us. We're heading to the Galway races next.